Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Andrew Schleck from The Athletic, and I come to you with breaking news. The New Orleans Pelicans have hired a head coach, Willie Green, who's been the assistant coach for the Phoenix Suns, and with me, the expert on the Pelicans, and really, honestly, the expert on Willie Green. You wrote a really nice piece about Willie Green and why he would be a great fit with the Pelicans. And let's talk about that. What makes him their guy?
Yeah, first and foremost, I got to say, man, it feels like I've been on this particular podcast where we're doing a headline about the Pelicans like five different times in the past 18 months. So I feel like I'm just a regular on here now. It's more breaking news with the Pels. But nah, man, I really think, you know, first off, going into this process, I think the Pels understood that they needed a younger coach, somebody who was a little bit more personable with guys. I think walking away from the Stan Van Gundy debacle experiment, whatever you want to call it, they kind of looked at that situation and said, hey, Stan really couldn't get along with his players. He couldn't get those guys motivated in the right way to follow his philosophy. I think they wanted to go get somebody who was a former player, somebody who can develop those relationships with Zion Williamson, with Brandon Ingram, and really just get everybody on the same page. I think that was one of the main things they really liked about Willie Green. And of course, you know, him having that experience being there with those championship teams with the Golden State Warriors, potentially being a part of another championship team there in Phoenix this year. I think walking in with that type of cachet as a guy who played in New Orleans, you know, been around a bunch of superstars in this league, I think he fits in a lot of different ways with what this team needs right now. And I think their hope is that he can just find a way to get in there with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram and be that coach to lift those guys up and really reach their superstar potential.
Yeah, I can't think of a better mentor for a player's coach than Monty Williams at this point. I mean, what he's done with the Suns has been tremendous. The work he's done with DeAndre Ayton in particular has been excellent. And Willie Green's got to be there and be a part of that and has got to see that. And I think it's a really nice fit. And especially with some of the strange, like, New York Knicks rumors that have been going around about Zion and family members that have been saying that they want him to get out of there. I mean, this is the kind of the beginning of hopefully patching up that relationship and moving forward with a voice that he's maybe more comfortable with.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, one of the big takeaways for me coming away from that Stan Van Gundy interview process, where it just felt like those guys weren't as involved, that their input wasn't brought into it as much. And I think that's why I think anytime when you saw just how the Stan Van Gundy worked out, I've remarked on it a couple times on Twitter. It's just like, man, how did they ever think this was going to work, right? When you kind of hear some of his comments and you see what those guys are doing and how they didn't mesh throughout the season, it felt like, man, all it probably took was just a few more conversations during that process to kind of figure out, hey, this probably wasn't the right fit. And I think in this process, you've already seen the stories about Brandon Ingram making the trip out there to Phoenix for a couple of finals games. And I'm sure at some point there was a conversation with Willie Green just to have those kind of preliminary talks, just to feel out what that relationship is going to be like. I think that's important for any team to have your best players involved. Those, you know, such a big decision like head coach. And I think that's going to be a big reason why I think this works out much better. And also, I think bringing back to Phoenix, I think you brought up DeAndre Ayton, but two guys we don't talk about as much with that player development job they've done at Phoenix is Mikal Bridges and Cameron Johnson. two young guys who are playing a huge role for that Suns team. And I think Willie Green has been hands-on with both of them big time, just getting them to see the game in a different type of way. I think Bridges in particular, being more fundamental, being more strategic in his approach on a defensive end. I think he's given Willie Green a lot of credit for that. So I think obviously the Pels need as much help in that area as possible. And in particular, their two stars, those guys have to buy in defensively. And I think the hope is Willie Green can kind of show those guys, hey, this is how you can be great defensively, even beyond obviously just playing harder, doing the simple stuff, just understanding how to make an impact from night to night. I think Willie Green can be a guy who can do that, because he's shown he can do that with some of those guys in Phoenix.
Yep. I love seeing good assistants getting chances across the league this summer. I think that I think it's really healthy for the NBA to get new guys in there to see who sticks and who doesn't. Inevitably, some of these assistants won't turn out, but hopefully Willie Green can be one of those guys. And to me, he profiles as a guy that really fits. Now it's about building a staff around him that can help develop an offensive identity, which I think is going to be like one of the number one things they're going to have to do with Zion and BI there. And then it feels like step one of what could be a multi-step process for building the next team for this Pelicans roster. They don't look like a finished product at all. There's some veterans that don't seem to really fit with this group. There's a lot to figure out with them. They have the 10th pick in the draft coming up and what could be really important for them. So there's a lot of work to do in New Orleans, and it all begins with hiring the coach. So I'm glad they knocked that out first.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, we've heard it all summer, the pressure this organization is under right now to start moving this thing in the right direction. And I think you're exactly right that they're going to have to make some moves with this roster. I think this team is going to look pretty different than what we saw last year, I think, especially in the backcourt. I think they're going to have to do a lot of work kind of getting that under, just getting that in a better direction, getting guys that fit a little better with Zion Williamson. And then once that happens, just figuring out how you're going to use Zion in your offense. Obviously, we saw, you know, the emergence of Point Zion, this guy who can control your offense in half court and, you know, average 27 a game, shooting 60% from the field. I think, you know, obviously he's got what it takes to be your main scorer on offense, but I think they got to figure out just how to make the game a little easier on him. And it sounds crazy because the guy shot 60% last year, but I think it was just so much on him and Brandon Ingram from night to night. It just felt like from possession to possession, it was just like, okay, let Zion go one-on-one. All right, now it's time for a little bit of Brandon Ingram pick and roll. And I think they just need somebody who could just bring a little bit of that Phoenix Suns ball movement, that fluidity, everybody being involved. I think that's they want to get back to doing that a little bit more like they were under Alvin Gentry, but also understanding that, you know, it's all got to start with Zion on the perimeter, the ball in his hands, just because he's so damn unstoppable. You got to run it through him, but I think just making it not so much one-on-one dominant, I think is going to be important going into the next season.
Yep. I think that Pels fans can look at the Hawks and the Bucks in the playoffs and say, okay, I think we can get there. The only problem is that they're in the Western Conference, and the West is so hard. But thank you so much for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.